Lisa and Chandler, thank you for your patience. 2022 Toyota Tacoma. Great little pickup truck there. How are we doing today?
Hi, good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
I have a 2022 Tacoma. It's got 29,200 miles on it. Yesterday, I brought it to the dealership for its checkup. It had a, they call the 30,000 maintenance. So they did the oil change and the tire rotation and the overall check of the truck. My truck, it looks brand new. Mm-hmm. And it's how I treat it. They then came back with this laundry list to the tune of almost $900 worth of stuff that they said needs to be done. Okay. And my spidey senses went up, and I just, the moment I turned it down, unless you help me recommend that I should do some of this, they wanted literally almost all the liquids to be replaced. So brake flush, fuel injection, power steering, rear differential,
yeah,
and then two filters, cabin and engine, and then battery service, $40 for cleaning off a terminal.
Yeah.
So
if out of context, they might call this rape in some other areas. You know, I mean, pretty harsh word to say, but that is what I call a salesman selling. They're selling work. So it would be interesting to say, now, again, 29,000 miles, 2 years old. Show me my owner's manual, please, where any of that's needed. Please, please demonstrate to that, I mean, Mr. Salesman at Toyota Dealer Service Department, who's clearly out to sell. Show it to me in my owner's manual, please. I'm desperate to please show me that. You won't find probably any of that in there. So here's what I would tell you without looking at the car, having the benefit of seeing the car. Brake fluid. Brake fluid periodically does need to be changed. If you look in the owner's manual of my BMW or a European car, in most cases, it's going to be a 2 year service interval on a European car. You might find it on a Corvette, and the American cars are starting to go that direction. You might have a service interval, Lisa, for brake fluid from Toyota in your truck, but it may not be 2 years on the Toyota. There is an actual test. That's what we do at my shop. This is what I also call odometer surfing. This is no more than you want fries. You want a large Coke. You want an apple pie with your hamburger. That's what I believe this is. So, if the owner's manual doesn't say you need to change the brake fluid, then I would want a test of the brake fluid. We could actually test that. We check it for moisture. Brake fluid's hygroscopic, so it attracts moisture. We check it for moisture, and we check it for copper content. If it fails, it gets changed. If it doesn't, we do it on the interval, if that's what it's called for. Or, Lisa, in your case, if there's not a service interval, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to tie that brake fluid service in with my brake job. When I need my front brake service, which are the most likely service you're going to need, I'm going to do my brake fluid service with my brakes unless I get to the point where I test my fluid and it fails. Your rear differential and front differential, if this is four-wheel drive or transfer case, if you're not towing anything, this doesn't need to be changed unless it's in the manual. Now, what I would say, the manual sometimes doesn't have all the fluids in there in the right order, but Toyota does. Toyota's all about maintenance. So, Lisa, check the owner's manual. I would do it when it's due on the owner's manual. You probably don't fall into severe service. You probably go into a little bit of both. We're dusty and dirty and we're hot. But if you're not towing, I would service it on the manual, what the manual says, or 50,000 miles. I do like to bring the differential down a little bit. Same with the transfer case. If it's a four-wheel drive, if it's an all-wheel drive car, the transfer case and the front diff get a lot of extra work. So I don't mind bringing those down 50 to 50,000 miles. Lisa, your transmission fluid, that on that car, Toyota probably calls that 100,000-mile fluid. That's their lifeguard, or I forget what they call it, the Toyota Long Life. That's probably a 100,000-mile interval. But, again, I would bring that one down to 50,000 miles. Fuel injection cleaning. That's one of those ones that I think you're a little bit premature. 30,000 miles, I would go out to your Chevron gas station or go to your Napa Auto Parts and get a bottle of Tecron. and put some Tekron, which is a fuel system cleaner, put that in there. And I think your fuel injection service can, is probably about a 50,000-mile interval as well. We can bring that down. Now, if you've got direct injection, which your truck doesn't have, we're seeing problems and we want to do those earlier. What else was on that list, Lisa? Oh, the battery service.
Power steering.
Yeah, power steering fluid. That's not in the manual. You're never going to find it in a Toyota manual. I'm not sure if very many manufacturers that have it in their manual. GM back in the 80s and 90s used to have it as a service bulletin from a rack and pinion failures that they were having. Yes, I do power steering services at my shop, but not on cars with 29,000 miles on them. I think you're getting my hint here, Lisa. That's probably a 50,000-mile interval, too. Again, show me in my service manual where it's even there. Carrie, you've got some.
Lisa should trust her spidey sense.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Very good. Very good spidey sense, Lisa. So, you're on to something. And everybody else out there, this is the exact thing that you need to be worried about. And be cautious about when you're trying to stretch those dollars. If we're going to spend your money, let's spend it on the right things. These guys I don't know how some of these guys sleep. It's criminal. It's really criminal at times. So I should get off my soapbox, Lisa, but your spidey senses are on the money is what I would say. So, So maybe next time it's due for a service, you can avoid rewarding that. You know, I call this vote with your wallet. And get out of there. Maybe try bumpertobumperradio.com. Find yourself a shop. If you're down in Channel or a Mac, Mac's Auto Repair. Great guy. He's a small shop, 2-3 mechanics himself. His wife run the place. That guy wants to earn your business. He wants to earn your business. And you get it by doing the right thing, not by, you know, like I said earlier, making the sale. I bet when she said no, they either said, off to the next. Or they tried to push your, you know, try to close that sale. You know, bad. So people should be ashamed of themselves. So.